Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, 2013, and this is Council 21 Reserve Chair Michael Hadavny reporting. Winter storms are upon us. Our contract, when used properly, allows the airline to respond to operational irregularities while ensuring pay and schedule protections for flight attendants. Relevant contract sections with which you should be familiar under these circumstances include sections 8, 9, 10, and 12. Lineholder flight attendants at their home domicile who have lost all or part of an ID are pay protected when flying domestic IDs under the line guarantee provisions of Section 8J. When flying an international ID, similar protections are provided under Section 12I. And flight attendants are subject to reassignment under these provisions of the contract. Our contract includes specific direction on order of assignment, which include reassignments to an open position. The order of assignment is delineated in Section 9I domestically and 12Q internationally. This order of assignment includes the steps the company must complete before resorting to drafting for minimum staffing to cover a flight and a domicile point. Flight attendants on domestic IDs, when out of domicile, should review Section 9K, Irregular Operations, and when on international IDs, Section 12R, for schedule irregularities. Flight attendants on reserve status may want to download the Reserve Survival Guide from our website and carry it on your trips, or refer to the Reserve Survival Guide available on our app. In any irregularity or during daily operations, your contract is your best resource and should always be your first reference. Don't forget, the United States changes to daylight savings time is effective this Sunday, March 10th, 2013 at 0200. Spring forward by setting clocks ahead 1 hour. Today, the National Press Club, NPC, luncheon in New York, U.S. Transportation Security Administration, TSA Administrator John Pistol, said beginning April 25th that the TSA will allow airline passengers going through U.S. airports to take small Swiss Army-type knives on board the aircraft, provided the blade is no longer than 2.36 inches or 6 centimeters and does not have a locking, fixed blade, or a molded grip. The Flight Attendant Union Coalition, consisting of representatives from AFA-CWA, APFA, TWU, the Teamsters, and the IAM, issued a statement blasting the announcement by the TSA, relaxing a decade-long ban allowing knives and other dangerous objects into the aircraft cabin, calling today's announcement a poor and short-sighted decision by the TSA. The coalition made the following statement. As the last line of defense in the cabin and key aviation partners, we believe that these proposed changes will further endanger the lives of all flight attendants and the passengers we work so hard to keep safe and secure. Flight attendants are the frontline safety and security professionals on board every commercial passenger aircraft in this country and must be given the tools and training to protect our passengers, the aircraft, and ourselves. Despite repeated requests for updated training to include basic self-defense maneuvers to allow us to defend ourselves, flight attendants still do not receive mandatory training about how to effectively recognize and defend others against attacks aboard the aircraft. We stand together in opposition to this recent policy change. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.